thank you for joining me and the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt, the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering. And this week we're talking with Wanshika Sina, who was an ESS peer advisor, about enrollment tips. Hi, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Laura. I'm amazed to be here and can't wait to talk about registration. So to tell you about, I'm just graduated from Berkeley, class of 2023. And I majored in electrical engineering, computer science. And, you know, my time at Berkeley was, I felt it was short, but also very happening. And I enjoyed a lot of clubs. So I was part of, you know, Design at Berkeley, Convergent at Berkeley. And I did a lot of helping around with different orgs and like orgs outside of Berkeley, just as volunteering time. So, you know, I'm excited to be here and answer any questions and kind of have a conversation today.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for being here. I know you've gone through this process quite a few times, so I'm sure you've learned a lot as you've gone.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
So right now, our students have just finished their Golden Bear Advising, and so that means they submitted their list of their classes that they were, their courses that they're going to take to their advisor, which was a big task in and of itself, but now they actually have to like plan their semester out and what that's going to look like. So what resources did you use to help choosing that actual, like what the physical schedule was going to look like?
Honestly, yeah, Golden Bear Advising was one of the first like points in my, I would say, beginning of my time at Berkeley that really kind of started off my like thinking about my classes, especially, you know, I'm from Canada and I didn't have a lot of people that knew about Berkeley and like the classes. So it was such a, I would say, important aspect that, you know, you as a student starts off like Golden Bear Advising as a starting point, because there's so many resources that it comes with. And I use that in and myself. And I kind of build off throughout my 4 years, especially with peers around me, different professors, different like my advisors, that, you know, their knowledge also changed throughout the years and what new resources that were there. So in my time, one of the biggest contributors to my figuring out what classes to actually take was Berkeley Time. That like that comes off at the top of my head. And especially given that there's so many factors that go into choosing a class in a specific semester, especially, you know, the professors and like how the grading goes and how many people are taking it, how much space is available. And a lot of times students like taking a certain class with a certain professor because their teaching style is different than another professor. So with all of that in mind, Berkeley Time was one of my first resources apart from what Golden Bear Advising already provided us with. And with that, like I use that in parallel. That wasn't in its silo. It was more so with parallel with talking to my peers. So of course, before coming to Berkeley, it was mainly, you know, based off of my guided schedule, you know, the basic schedules that are given on the website, College of Engineering, as well as talking to the advisors during that time and what they suggested to take, especially given that you're a freshman coming in with no idea about the classes. So that was one of my like first thought processes. And again, as I started school, peers were a great resource, especially older kids and like who have much more knowledge about the classes and how they kind of run around. So I would say just keep your eyes open and kind of talk to people. That they're not going to say no. If they say they don't know, that's just a learning that goes around, and you will come across so many different resources through them. And Berkeley Time was one of the ways that I knew about it through my peers. And also the way I kind of figured out my classes was through a four-year plan. I kind of sat down my freshman year. I was like, okay, yeah, next 4 years, I'm going to take these classes. I know, like in my brain, I was like, I need it to be flexible, but at least I know what I'm taking and I can change it as I go along, because not every class might be offered in a certain semester. And at least that four-year plan helped me guide myself through, you know, depending on my interests are. And my interests changed throughout college, so a lot of it did change in that way. But at least I wasn't confused coming in. And I feel like spending even 30 minutes in a day Well, making that plan is amazing. And of course, last but not the least, advisors. Advisors, if you meet with them, they're more than willing to like sit down with you, make a plan, and don't ever hesitate to like send them an email, drop in hours during school year, and don't ever be shy. They're your literal best friends in terms of like making your helping out with your schedule, helping out with any type of problem with your classes. And so yeah, that was my, I would say, way of figuring it out. It was a lot of, I feel like I jumbled out a lot of things, but you know, Golden Bear Advising is your first step into like figuring out these like resources out.
So when it came time for you to actually sit down and register each semester, what was your biggest concern? And do you feel like maybe there were some things you were worried about that you ended up not needing to be worried about?
Yes, concern. That's a big word right there, especially being at Berkeley. It's such a big school, and especially given that the classes, the smaller classes, I would say, the ones that are more niche, they do tend to fill up, and more popular classes, especially, for example, like I took art, like there's a lot of CS classes that a lot of majors want to take and kind of get into that the background in. And my biggest concern was getting into the class, because if I didn't have a time that was, you know, and a day that was early on compared to my peers, the classes tend to fill up. So I had to really make up a plan to, you know, have backups for the classes, the first choice, second choice, third choice. And that was all done, I would say, with a lot of like patience. And I would say like spending that time initially to figure it out, because then you wouldn't be stressed come your enrollment time. And, you know, there's a lot of, I feel like there's already enough stress when you are sitting in front of your computer and trying to see, okay, your enrollment time is now, get onto your like Cal Central and trying to enroll in those classes. And there's a lot of like, I would say, obstacles that come in with any type of technical difficulties. So I feel like in that, the biggest concern was figuring out your backups, because there's always, you know, you're really stuck to that one class. But I feel like you should be flexible, like for sure, because there's a lot of, I would say, factors that come into what class you can get in, reserve seats, and those things like that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about just some overall tips that we know could probably help a lot of students. So, number one, as you've talked about Golden Bear Advising, make sure you've completed it.
Yeah, so as I said, if you haven't completed like Golden Bear Advising, you might have holds on your registration, which can become a lot of, I would say, a lot of work, especially as a freshman coming into the school. And that's one aspect that you just want to take away. Don't want to worry about, you know, going to talk to your like advisors or going to talk to any of the admin at the school and trying to figure out, how do I get that hold off? Because sometimes it's really complicated to, you know, kind of go through Cal Central figuring out every single aspect of it and trying to get that thing. And since you have time during summer, you know, do you want to finish it up and kind of start preparing your, I would say, your mental state and your mindset to, you know, enter Berkeley fully prepared and ready to take on the classes and enjoying your time. And the resources you gain from GBA helps create like the initial blueprint for your time at Cal. So I would like for sure recommend it to be, you know, spend your time. Take your time and go through it, figure out, write down the resources, write down questions that you might want to ask when you get to Berkeley.
And our second tip is check your enrollment time.
As I kind of like hinted at it before, enrollment times are such important, especially, you know, what time do you enroll, like July 11th or 13th? And especially with like new transfer students, enrolling for them is July 11th, and all new freshmen are enrolling on July 13th. So therefore, the time of the day you're assigned is very, very important. And if you're trying to get into popular courses, as I said before, you want to make sure have everything ready in your car, including like your backup courses, as I said. So having everything put in and knowing what to click on. So it's like you sometimes get panicked in the process. So really having a plan, even if you if a Google Doc is a way of knowing when to what classes you're taking and what should be your first priority and what should go first as a enroll button should be clicked on. then that's your way of doing it. But so get ready to enroll when your time begins, and you can view your enrollment time on the right column under Fall 2023 in Cal Central. And do not stress too much, but I would say just have that time, put it in your calendar, and put on reminders for it. Yeah.
Reminders are always a good thing. I depend on them a lot.
Me too.
So, tip number three, don't make your first semester schedule too heavy.
That is such an important, I would say, tip, because as a freshman, you come in and you're, especially that this is the first time in your life you're moving away from home, being in a new environment, and you need that time to, in high school, you might think you take those 8 courses and you're fine. You wake up at 6 in the morning and you're getting to school, you're coming back after extracurriculars and you're not tired. But I feel like being at college, especially at Berkeley, it's competitive, but it's also very like you learn so much at Berkeley. So being able to, take fewer courses in your first semester and trying to figure out what extracurriculars you want to be and trying to be involved and kind of exploring, giving yourself time in that manner really helps you figure out yourself as well as figure out your schedule. So you're not like pushing, you're not rushing into the Berkeley Cal experience without, having that clear mind. And I feel like having fewer courses, and as I said, many of the programs planned show that like 15 to 17 units each semester. So if you have tested out or have already completed some of the courses, you may consider taking fewer units. So a lot of times people do, especially with AP and IB courses, they have a lot of units that they come in with. And so they can kind of keep their first semester as a exploration semester and being able to see what they want to do beyond just courses. But yeah.
Yeah, if you can get away with just doing the two technicals and like maybe one humanities, then that'll give
Yeah.
you like what, 12 to 14 units, which is, I think it's a nice
It's perfect. It's a
schedule.
good balance, and I feel like it's just in that way you get to figure out your personal life, your school life, your extracurricular life, and anything else beyond that.
And so building on that, we want you to be aware of what those college requirements are.
Yeah, not all colleges have like same requirements as we said. So make sure you're aware of the College of Engineering requirements that were part of the engineering unit in the Golden Bear Advising. And again, Golden Bear Advising is very important. And some of the examples include like needing to be enrolled in 12 units and taking 2 technical courses towards your degree. So really keeping track of these, especially when you're planning out your courses, so that you're not like missing out on these. And these can become like you might think it's very minor, details, but it can sometimes be a such an obstacle in terms of like progressing in your degree and like ha just having a like calm and like quiet time at Berkeley, because it just you don't want this to be part of your like in your way when you're trying to enjoy your time at Cal.
And number five is taking classes towards the major you're enrolled in, not a major you want to change into.
So yeah, this is such like something that's not emphasized enough, but again, we're emphasizing it here. You can work with your advisor in fall about change of major, and as we talked about like in process in last week's podcast, and it was a lot in terms of you don't want to think too much about like you're coming in with a major, you are, I would say, in the major that you are currently. And there's, again, no guarantee that you might get into the major that you're applying, because, again, it's very competitive. There's a lot of quotas, policies change, and you don't want to stop yourself from progressing in the degree that you're currently in. And I would say put that first, and all the classes you're enrolling and you're kind of progressing in that direction, first of all. And when you have time and when you have space, do enroll in the not. The major of the classes that are not in your major currently. So just take classes towards a major you're enrolled in and like put that first, and then second, your whatever you're aspiring to change into, and do talk to your advisors. And I feel like that's your first step when you are, again, as a freshman coming into Berkeley or if you're a continuing student in any form. But yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. So number six, if there's a class available that you can enroll in now, do that instead of adding yourself to a wait list.
And I said that, like, we kind of started talking about the whole idea of, like, enrollment time and, like, being ready with your classes. And I feel like in terms of your waitlist class might be your initial choice, but I think your backups need to have, like, more, space in the class and not have a waitlist and have, like, reserve seats for yourself. And when we say you can use a swap feature to try and switch into classes you really wanted, but it's better to be enrolled rather than being on the waitlist, because a lot of times you might, professors might say, there might be space, there's the word might. And later on, when you come, like once you are done enrollment, like the enrollment times are done, there's a very big chance that you might not even get enrolled in the class. And then you're stuck, you might be below the unit count if you're really like banking on the waitlist to be the one that gets you in. And the waitlist units do count towards your enrollment units too. So do be wary and try to like plan out your time, timing as well as your classes based on, if there's space in the class to enroll. And sometimes, okay, one class being on the waitlist, fine, but don't be it, make it the whole, like all most of your classes. And I feel like I would prioritize classes that you can enroll in right away rather than the waitlist end of it.
Excellent. And number seven, avoid time conflicts when making your schedule.
So there are a few exceptions to this rule. So, but overall, you want to make sure you can attend all your classes. So you don't want to have classes at the same time and you kind of choose between the two. And that can sometimes like keep, take you, like you can be behind in classes and it can be a lot of like, I would say added stress. And plus, if you have a class at that same time, you will most likely have your final at the same time too. And instructors do not have to make arrangements for you if you can't make it to the posted final time. And the first aspect that I said that, there are a few exceptions to this rule. Some classes do allow, time conflicts. That's dependent on you would have to talk to your professor or if it's like said in your course description. But most of the time, don't try to have two classes at the same time. You are kind of taking away from, attending lectures, having like learning in that like focused manner. And also a lot of time conflicted classes do have finals at the same time, so there'll be a lot of confusion in that end. So, avoid time conflicts when making your schedule for sure.
And you've talked about this a couple times today, but our final tip is to be flexible.
Yes, so being flexible is so important, especially if you do not want to be stressed out. So when you made your schedule and schedule planner, it may have had the perfect gaps in between classes and sections. But the reality is that you may not even get into your first choice lecture section. And having that backup is very important. Even backups for backups, because sometimes, especially given depending on your enrollment time, enrollment day, it's just the classes just fill up so quickly. There's so many students trying to get, especially popular classes. And as we talked about earlier, it's better to get into an open class than to waitlist into a course that's full and risk not getting in it at all. And that risk, again, takes you to another risk of like being under the unit count of 12 units and, other aspects that two technicals not being enrolled in, and other aspects of just having a relaxed semester at Berkeley and a relaxed year. And being flexible is like one of the biggest tips is, and having those the plan. I would say like in order to be flexible, do plan ahead. And I would say like start thinking about your 4 years at Berkeley. And I know like as you go through the years, your interests, your wanting to take a certain class will change, but at least if you start off with the 4 year plan, you have your mind is more organized and has ability to be, think about different options and ways to go about it. So you're not just, stuck in a little hole. And I can feel that sometimes there's so many classes that you can take, so many options and so many ways of going about it. But being flexible is one of the biggest tips, I would say.
And now, as we wrap up the resources and tips for our registration that everybody has coming up, is there anything about your first year that you would have done differently?
In my first year, would I? done differently? I would say, like, as I said, the Golden Bear Advising was one of the most important. I wish I paid more attention to it in ways. I would say, like, kind of, I gave the advice because I felt that that's something I did not do my initial years. So being able to branch out from the resources, and I think in my freshman year, I wish I did talk to my advisors more often. I did go like every, I would say a few months, but I think having even any the smallest questions, and if I asked them, the relationship would have been built in a better way. And I feel like, and that would have had a ripple effect throughout my years. And I feel like I started doing that more so in my sophomore years. I saw my peers and everyone, and learning about how they approached their time at Berkeley, it kind of took the nice little pieces from their ways of, approaching your classes, your ways of like joining clubs and exploring, and just being independent at Berkeley. And I feel like that allowed me to, think just beyond. There's just not like my major is there, but I was able to, kind of go beyond it because I don't know, it just felt like there was so much to learn from other people. And I really give this example that do not have horse blinders on, and have that, again, be flexible and be open, I would say. Like, I know there's so many people. It'll feel very overwhelming at Berkeley, and especially given that you're one in, I would say, 40,000 kids that are on campus, 40,000 people. But I feel like having that open-minded mindset, as well as being flexible, as we emphasize a lot in this podcast for sure, and having that sense of, I would say, not being afraid. I feel like coming into Berkeley, there was a lot of, I would say, imposter syndrome, and that's a very big topic comes in, especially in college. And do not like worry about, what others might think, or what, like, oh my God, they're gonna think I'm not like smart. I'm asking these questions. And I feel like I wish I kind of stepped over that boundary of like, just asking all the questions. The most stupid questions are still gonna get you, I don't know, it might make you even smarter than the next person because you just know that. And I feel like the questions you're asking might even help you and another person right next to you answered their questions. And it's just a great way of, especially at Berkeley, it's just filled with knowledge. And I think asking questions is the best way to go about it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and talking about your experiences.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. And honestly, like graduating, it's still settling in with me. Being like class of 2023, I felt like I was just a freshman a few weeks ago, going to like exploring Berkeley, going past the Campanile, and like figuring out my Golden Bear advising in that way. But thank you so much, and it was so fun talking about it, and it kind of brought back memories, even though I just graduated that's like a month ago.
Well, congratulations on graduating. You put in a ton of work, and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much, Laura.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. We'll be back next week with more resources for all our new students.